won't bring her back. My gal is gone, and crying won't bring her back. That's why I'm making my journey down the railroad track. The conductor said, all aboard. I could hear the porter shout, your gal was on the train that just pulled out. My gal is gone, and crying won't bring her back. That's why I'm making my journey down the railroad track. Flag that train, brakeman. Tell that engineer to stop. If he don't stop that train, I'll blow my top. My gal is gone, and crying won't bring her back. That's why I'm making my journey down the railroad track. Oh, the engineer blew the whistle, the fireman threw in a coal. If you let her leave me, she'll kill my very soul. My gal is gone, crying won't bring her back. That's why I'm making my journey down the railroad track.
Listening to WETF, the jazz station in South Bend, Indiana. My name is John Clark, and thank you very much for joining us here on the Jazz Focus. And today, we're going to be focusing on some sessions that were done by the great blues and jazz trumpet player, Aaron Hotlips Page. And these were recordings that he made for the Commodore record label, largely in about 1944. We're going to dip back to 1941 and even 1940 in a couple of places as well. So, we started out with the Hotlips Page and his orchestra session of March 8th, 1944. And this was done, as I said, for Commodore, a small record label specializing in jazz. Usually it's thought of as a traditional jazz Dixieland label, Eddie Condon and his cohorts. But there were some excellent swing and even later some bebop types of sessions that were recorded for Commodore. It lasted until about 1946 as a going concern, and then was reunited or reacclimated, or whatever the word is, until about 1950. I believe Sidney Bechet did the last session for Commodore. So this session included Hotlips Page on trumpet and vocals, and two tenor saxes, Lem Johnson and Lucky Thompson. And they're featured sometimes on the same number, sometimes different numbers. In the rhythm section, we have Ace Harris, who was playing or would soon be playing with the Erskine Hawkins Band, where he took the place of Avery Parrish, John Simmons on bass, and Sid Catlett on drums. We started out with two Hotlips Page tunes. My Gal Is Gone was the second one. We just heard the vocal on that. And we introduced the program with an instrumental, Rockin' at Ryan's. I don't know if this band played at Jimmy Ryan's or not, but Hotlips Page certainly did. He was an inveterate sitter-inner in all kinds of different groups, although he led bands in New York quite frequently at this time. So we're going to jump to the other two sides from that session, also by Hotlips Page. We're going to hear You'd Be Frantic Too and The Blues Jumped a Rabbit, both kind of traditional blues numbers and featuring the tenor saxes. I should mention on My Gal Is Gone, or actually on Rockin' at Ryan's, the first tenor solo was by Lem Johnson and the second by Lucky Thompson. Thompson had the smoother style of the two. Then after we do those two numbers, we're going to go and hear three numbers that were recorded under Albert Ammon's name. Albert Ammon's a great boogie-woogie pianist. This is Albert Ammon's and his Rhythm Kings recording in February 12th of 1944, and including Hot Lips Page on trumpet, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Don Byas on tenor sax with Albert Ammon's on piano, Israel Crosby on bass, and Sid Catlett on drums. And we're going to hear, first of all, The Breaks, which is kind of a bluesy take on the bugle call rag. Then we're going to go to Blues in the Groove and Jammin' the Boogie, all composed by Albert Ammon's. And so all these will feature some great Hot Lips Page playing, and all done for Commodore Records. So those are our titles for the set. You'd Be Frantic 2 and The Blues Jumped a Rabbit, Hot Lips Page and his orchestra, and then Albert Ammon's and his Rhythm Kings, The Breaks, Blues in the Groove, and Jammin' the Boogie.
My baby, Lord, I pray to die. Lord, if I don't miss my baby, well, I pray to die. When she went and left me, I hung my head and cried. She was a good girl, she never run around. She was a good girl, she never run around. But I'm wild and reckless, that's the reason she put me down. But she'll miss me, baby, just like I'm missing you. You'll miss me, baby, like I'm missing you. One day you'd be in love, you might be frantic too. Woman, please don't mess with mine. Well, the blues shoved a rabbit and he ran him a solid mile. Well, the blues jumped a rabbit, ran him a solid mile. Well, the rabbit sat down, cried like a natural child. Good as I treat you, baby, what you do can't be sound. Good as I treat you, baby, where you treat me can't be sound. You're gonna give me my money and you stop running all around. Hey, call me, baby, call me on the telephone. Call me, baby, call me on the telephone. 'Cause if I don't love you, baby, I love you better than a hoggy dog love a bag of bone. Thank you.
there we have Hot Lips Page, featured quite extensively. He was born in 1908 in Dallas, and he started early. As a young teen, he was touring the minstrel and tent show circuit in the black community in the Southwest, including a tour with Ma Rainey's band. By the late 1920s, he had ended up in Kansas City. He was playing with Walter Page's Blue Devils and then went with Benny Moten's band, stuck around there long enough to play with the first version of the Count Basie band, although he preceded the Basie band coming east and put his own big band together, which wasn't very successful, although he made some good records, and he was a mainstay on the New York scene for basically the rest of his life. He died pretty young of pneumonia in 1954. He had had some hit records at the end of his life, including some duets with Pearl Bailey. And in between times, he led several groups on 52nd Street. He guested with a number of other bands. He played regularly for a while with Artie Shaw's big band. So he had an interesting career, very well regarded for his personality as well as his marvelous blues and hot jazz playing and singing as well. So we started out with the balance of the Commodore date from March 8, 1944, Hot Lips Page and his orchestra. We heard You'd Be Frantic 2 and The Blues Jumped a Rabbit, both Hot Lips Page tunes and featuring vocals by him as well as his trumpet playing. We heard Lucky Thompson playing tenor sax, the smoother tenor sax solos, with Lem Johnson playing the somewhat more urgent tenor sax solos, I guess you'd have to say. Lem Johnson was about 10, 15 years older than Lucky Thompson. He had been playing in New York with a number of bands throughout the 1930s, and including Skeets Talbert and Tiny Hill and various groups like that. Lucky Thompson was right on the verge of becoming known as a bebopper, a late swing player. He was at the time, I believe, playing with Count Basie's band. He had replaced Don Byas, and then he was going to go out on his own, settled on the West Coast, and came to be known as a more modern stylist, even recording with the likes of Charlie Parker and Miles Davis. Also in the band, Ace Harris, great blues pianist, John Simmons on bass, and Sidney Catlett on drums. Then we went over to that Albert Ammons session of February 12th of 1944, Albert Ammons and his Rhythm Kings. And we heard The Breaks, followed by The Blues in the Groove and Jammin' the Boogie, all takes on the 12-bar blues composed by the leader and pianist, Boogie Woogie pianist Albert Ammons, and featuring Hot Lips Page on trumpet, Vic Dickinson on trombone. He was playing with the Eddie Haywood band at the time. Don Byas, who, as I said, had left Count Basie's band and was doing freelance work on 52nd Street. Also, he was playing occasionally with Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker. He on tenor sax, Albert Ammons on piano, Israel Crosby on bass, and Sid Catlett again on drums. So we're going to finish up that session with one more tune. That was a session that had two tunes on 10-inch 78s and two on 12, and I think we're hearing one of the longer ones now. This is called The Bottom Blues, and is yet another Albert Ammons tune, very slow, draggy blues, in the pocket, as they say. And this one goes about 4.5 minutes, and so that's one of those 12-inch sides. Then we're going to hear a couple of more sides on the longer side, and these were led by Chu Berry, the great tenor sax player. These were actually the last recordings that he made before he died. He died in October of 1941 in a car crash while he was on tour with Cab Calloway's band. But in September of that year, he had a band, his jazz ensemble, so-called, that came in and recorded for Commodore, featuring Hot Lips Page on trumpet and vocal, himself on tenor, Clyde Hart on piano, Albert Casey on guitar, Al Morgan on bass, and Harry Jaeger on drums. We're going to hear two tunes from that session. We're going to hear Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You, which features a Hot Lips Page vocal, and a nice up-tempo romp called Monday at Minton's, subtitled What's It to You, celebrating that jazz club that was one of the incubators of bebop. After that, we're going to go back to Hot Lips Page and his Commodore recordings, and this was Hot Lips Page and his orchestra from September 29th of 1944. These were all, I don't know if some of these musicians were playing with him regularly, but the band changed significantly on every recording session he did in this period. Hot Lips on trumpet and vocal, Earl Bostick playing some really exciting alto solos. He was with Lionel Hampton's band at the time. Butch Hammond on alto, Don Byas again on tenor, Clyde Hart again on piano, Al Lucas on bass, he was about to go with the Duke Ellington band, and Jack the Bear Parker on drums. He was another alum of the Eddie Haywood band. And we're going to hear 6, 7, 8, or 9, that's one title, and You Need Coachin', both of which are by Hot Lips Page. So that's our set. Albert Ammons and his Rhythm Kings, The Bottom Blues, Chew Berry and his jazz ensemble, Gee Baby Ain't I Good to You, followed by Monday at Mittens, and then ending up with Hot Lips Page and his orchestra, 6, 7, 8, or 9, and You Need Coachin'.
Thank you. Misery, baby.
and I'm worried and blue. Yes, my life is a drag, and it's all on account of you. You made me love you, baby, then you started playing around. You made me love you, baby, then you started playing around. I'm your white horse ace in the hole, and also your clown.
Thank you.
was Hollips Page, starting out with The Bottom Blues, recorded by Albert Ammons and his Rhythm Kings. Great Vic Dickinson solo in there. He was not known as a blues trombone player, but he was a very good one, as it turned out, with Don Byas on tenor sax, who was a frequent partner of Hollips Page in the studio, Albert Ammons on piano, Israel Crosby on bass, and Sid Catlett on drums. And that was from February 12th of 1944. Then we heard two from Chewberry and his Jazz Ensemble, and I think I announced them in the wrong order. The first one was Monday Admittance, subtitled What's It to You? And that was recorded for Commodore in September of 1941. And as I said, this was Chewberry's last recording date. And that tune was co-credited to him and to Hollips Page and to Milt Gabler, the producer of the session. Then we heard a nice Hollips Page feature on Gee Baby Ain't I Good to You, the Don Redmond tune where he sang and played. Another good Clyde Hart solo on piano, too. Al Casey on guitar, Al Morgan on bass, and Harry Jaeger on drums with Hollips Page and Chewberry. We're going to hear those other two tunes from that session on another podcast. We're going to be doing some Hollips Page trio performances and round it out with the two remaining performances on that date. Then we finished up with Hollips Page and his orchestra recording for Commodore, September 29th of 1944. 6, 7, 8, or 9, and You Need Coachin', a slower blues and a faster blues, both featuring vocals by the composer, Hollips Page, as well as his trumpet playing. Some excellent tenor sax playing by Don Byas, again with Hollips Page here, and Earl Bostick on alto, especially on that last number. And then on the last number of the show, we're going to hear some of Bostick's altissimo playing. He was considered one of the best technical saxophone players of the day. John Coltrane played with him and said he was one of the best saxophone players he ever knew. That band had Earl Bostick and Butch Hammond on altos, Don Byas on tenor, Clyde Hart again on piano, Al Lucas on bass, and Jack the Bear Parker on drums. So I hope you've enjoyed this program on Hollips Page and some of the recordings he made for Commodore Records in the early and mid-40s. I had said we were going to do some from 1940, but that's actually going to be part of the next podcast, some sides under Joe Bushkin's name. So you've been listening to WETF, the jazz station in South Bend, Indiana. My name is John Clark, and this is the Jazz Focus. And the two more tunes we have left from that Hollips Page date of September 29th, 1944, is a ballad performance of These Foolish Things featuring Don Byas and Fish for Supper, a charming little novelty, I think you'll agree, with some great solos besides. So thank you very much, and tune in again next week. Thank you.
one thing and another. We ain't got no menu, but our fish will send you. We got fish for supper. The place one thing and another. Last night we had bread and fish. Tonight we got fish and bread. Tomorrow night we gonna change the dish and have made fish instead. Ma, we got fish for supper. The first one thing and another. We got fish for supper. The first one thing and another.
One thing and another.